Sullivan Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
Alrighty, let's go to the County Line League tonight. On Thursday night, it was Regal at Painesville in County Line League action, and Regal defeats Painesville in a good pitcher's duel, 2-1. Two runs, six hits, no errors for Regal. One run, eight hits, two errors for Painesville. Grant Paffrath on the mound for Regal starts and picks up the win, relieved by Jordan Wozmik in the sixth, Braden Skindelin in the sixth, and the catcher, Caleb Nelson. For Painesville, Griffin Bierke starts, strikes out 10, relieved by Sam Orline in the seventh inning. Bierke will take the loss for Painesville. Hitting highlights for Regal on Thursday night, Josh Beyer, 1-for-4 with an RBI, and Kai Schneider had the other RBI for Regal. For Painesville, Grady Fuchs was 2-for-3, Luke Johnson 2-for-3, and Grayson Fuchs had a solo home run in the third inning. So a final on Thursday night in County Line League action. It was Regal 2 and Painesville 1. Over in the Central Valley League on Thursday night, Luxembourg was at Watkins, and Watkins defeats Luxembourg Thursday night by a score of 4-0. Four runs, five hits, three errors for Watkins. No runs, eight hits, two errors for Luxembourg. Danny Berg goes the distance for the Clippers in the Watkins victory, Lincoln Haugen catcher. And for Luxembourg, J.T. Haren starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jake Stahlberger in the eighth inning, the catcher, Jordan Pika. Hitting highlights for Watkins on Thursday night, Brendan Ashton with a double, Carter Block had a double, and Landon Nyman had a double with two RBIs. For Luxembourg, J.T. Haren, 3-for-4 with a double, and Jake Stahlberger had a double. So final on Thursday night in Central Valley League action, it was Watkins 4, Luxembourg nothing. That's what I have from both the County Line League and the Central Valley League tonight. We'll take another break. When we come back, we've got a Victory League score for you and some exhibition games that we'll bring you in our next segment here on the Dick Putt Show.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295. Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show. Forever and ever. For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
And welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. I did get a score during my break here from the County Line League today. It was Spicer over Sunburg. Spicer over Sunburg, 10-7. So New London Spicer with that victory over Sunburg, 10-7 today. I don't have any highlights from that ball game, but thanks for the score from Sunburg as New London Spicer defeats Sunburg 10-7. All right, let's go over to the Victory League, and I got one score from the Victory League that happened earlier in the week already. As on Wednesday night in Victory League B, Fort Ripley was at Piers taking on the Lakers, and the Piers Lakers defeat Fort Ripley by a score of 6-4. Six runs, 12 hits, one error for the Piers Lakers, four runs, seven hits, and no errors for Fort Ripley. On the mound for the Lakers, Preston Rochelow starts, picks up the win, relieved by Ryan Chmielewski in the sixth. No Sakala in the ninth. He'll get the save, and the catcher was Brady Petron. Piers pitchers striking out 15 Fort Ripley hitters. Fort Ripley starts Jack Schaefer. He starts and takes a loss, relieved by Tyler Gruney in the fourth inning. The catcher, Wyatt Gabrielson. Some hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers on Wednesday night. Camden Hapke and Ryan Deers each had two hits with a home run. Colton Hapke had two hits with a double. For Fort Ripley, Alex Jokic and Jake Miller each had two hits. Wyatt Gabrielson had a home run, and Isaac Hansen and Jack Thiemann both with doubles. So a final on Wednesday night. It was the Piers Lakers over Fort Ripley, 6-4. Got some exhibition games for you on Wednesday night. Richmond was at Cold Spring taking on the Rockies. The Cold Spring Rockies defeated Richmond 2-1. Two runs, four hits, two errors for the Rockies, one run, eight hits and an error for Richmond. On the mound for the Cold Spring Rockies Wednesday night, Evan Atchison starts, relieved by Tyler Lardy in the fifth. He gets the win. Trevor Lardy in the sixth and Brady Lynn in the ninth. The catcher, David Jonas. For Richmond, Hunter Pook starts, relieved by Grady Notch in the fifth. He'll take the loss. Tyler Prom in the sixth, and Tyler Prom started as the catcher. Hitting highlights for the Rockies, Brady Lynn and Tyler Lardy each had doubles. And for Richmond, Cole Schmitz was 2-for-5, Easton Rossman 2-for-3. A final on Wednesday night, exhibition action, had the Cold Spring Rockies defeating Richmond 2-1. On Wednesday night, Maple Plain was at Kimball, taking on the Express in seven innings. Kimball defeats Maple Plain by a score of 1-0. One run, seven hits, one error for Kimball. No runs, three hits, two errors for Maple Plain. Matt Dingman starts on the mound for Kimball, will pick up the win, relieved by Riley Blanc in the sixth, and the catcher, Scott Marquardt. For Maple Plain, Jonas Smithson starts, taking the loss as he goes the distance. His catcher, Logan Kinzel. Hitting highlights for Kimball on Wednesday, Riley Blanc 3-for-3 and Scott Marquardt with a double. And for Maple Plain, Colton Peters was 2-for-3 with a double. A final on Wednesday night, Kimball over Maple Plain 1-0. All right, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Hello, Chasm listeners. Dan Zimmerman from the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Here to finish the story about that oil light in my old car. Well, long story short, because I failed to change my oil and filter, I had to replace the engine. An expensive lesson learned that can be applied to your estate plans. Keep on top of your estate planning so your loved ones aren't stuck with a major repair bill someday. Take care and keep listening to KASM.
It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Good luck to our local amateur baseball teams from your friendly, family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. We may not throw 90 mile an hour fastballs, but we do have championship-level snacks, top-shelf liquor, and the kind of gas that can get you to the game on time. So whether you're fueling your car or your dugout snack stash, swing by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery and stock up. We're cheering you on. Now get out there and have some fun. Play ball.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center is a very diverse farm equipment dealership. If you are in need of a TMR mixer, motorized feed cart, feed conveyor for in your feed room, manure pump or spreader, bale processor, tire scraper for manure alleys, bucket side shooter for bedding, grain vac, or parts for your equipment, then Dairyland Supply is the place for you. We carry brands on hand like Penta, Supreme, Kuhn Knight, Rotomix, Vermeer, Tree Elite, Pool, Artex, Hagedorn, Noon, Woodchuck, Ford Farmline, Bell Metal, AGI Fair, and more. Dairyland Supply has parts and equipment on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you. Our Dick Putt Show, again, brought to you by all of our great sponsors. We thank them for sponsoring us all 17 weeks of the Dick Putt Show. Over to the Stearns County League we go on Thursday night in the Stearns County League. Roscoe over at Al Rosa. And Al Rosa defeated Roscoe in 7 innings, 10-0. 10 runs, 13 hits, and no errors for Al Rosa. No runs, 1 hit, and no errors for Roscoe. Peyton Van Beck starts on the mound, picks up the win for Al Rosa, relieved by Riley Meyer in the fifth, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Roscoe, Josh McAdam starts, taking the loss, relieved by Braden Vanderbeek in the third. And the catchers were Braden Vanderbeek and Nicholas Hutch. Hitting highlights for Al Rosa Thursday night, Jackson Peter was 2-for-3, Ethan Mueller 2-for-4, Gavin Campson was 3-for-4, and Ashton Dingman with a double. For Roscoe, Matthew Hemmingson had the lone hit for the Rangers as Al Rosa defeats Roscoe Thursday night 10-0 in 7 innings. On Friday night, it was our Chasm Game of the Week, and I was over at Ray Weber Field in St. Martin, where Farming came to town, taking on the Martins, and St. Martin prevails in this ball game, defeating Farming 7-5. 7 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin, 5 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Farming. Scott Leeser on the mound will pick up the win for the Martins on Friday night, relieved by Ben Schrader in the ninth, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Farming, Cameron Miller starts, taking the loss, relieved by Kyle Dearden in the seventh, and the catchers, Alex Jansen and Cameron Miller. Hitting highlights for St. Martin, Kurt Schlungen, 2-for-4 with a double. Kyle Leeser had a double, and Jalen Arsenault a double for St. Martin. For Farming, Carson Holthouse with a double. Bennett Hilla was 2-for-5. Cameron Miller, 3-for-4. So a final on Friday night in the Stearns County League, St. Martin 7 and Farming 5. That's all the highlights I have for you this evening here on the Dick Putt Show. We'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll announce our next Chasm Game of the Week and take a look at that schedule for the upcoming week as well, right after these messages.
Work with a bank that takes a common-sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550. Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley Products, Ritchie Products, Chicks, Outside Greenhouse, Organic Seed Packets, Grass Seed, Lawn Fertilizer, and Essential Oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. Four ice cold flavor packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Remember when the milkman used to deliver milk to your home? Well, we have the Gilkman, delivering salt and water to your home or business.
Got Gilk? This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond.
No more lugging bottled water or heavy bags of salt to your home or business. Additionally, while we're there, we can replace your purchased furnace filter at no additional charge.
One call. The Gilkman does it all. Visit gilkplumbing.com. A-Ream. Pro partner.
And back to the Dick Foote Show on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at games coming up this week here in Central Minnesota. On Wednesday, or actually make it on Monday night, tomorrow night, a ball game over in Freeport. This looks like a Victory League game. Flensburg at Freeport tomorrow night, 7:30. Victory League game over in Freeport. On Tuesday night, we have Albertville at Montrose at 7:30. Other Tuesday night games, looking through my schedule right now, not seeing a lot of local teams. That's scheduled Tuesday. On to Wednesday, Avon is at El Rosa on Wednesday in an exhibition game. Avon at El Rosa, Howard Lake at Dassel, 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Norway Lake Sunberg at Painesville in a league game. That's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Raymond at Painesville. That's also scheduled for 7 o'clock, so will have to be looked at closer. Sauk Rapids at the Cold Spring Springers, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. In Sauk Valley League action. Other games going on Wednesday night. Wednesday night seems to be a busy night now with amateur baseball. Luxembourg at Atwater at 7:30. Piers at Quamba at 7:30. That is the Piers Brewers at Quamba. Other games going on Wednesday night. None locally. Thursday, local games taking place. I've seen a lot of local games. And then Friday, it's a packed night with local amateur baseball. Buffalo at Cokato at 7 o'clock. Dasa Cokato at Howard Lake. That's a 7 o'clock game. On the 10th, on Friday night, other ball games going on Friday night. Looking at Regal will be at Starbuck. That's a 7:30 game on Friday night. Ogilvy at Mora at 7:30 on Friday night. Other ball games, Luxembourg at Eden Valley Friday night at 7:30. Marshall at Wilmer at 7:30 on Friday night. We have Greenwald. The Cubs will be at New London Spicer 7:30 on Friday night. Cold Spring Rockies at Freeport. That's a 7:30 Friday night game. Other ball games going on Friday night. We have Raymond. They're at Wabasso. It's a Friday night game. St. Anthony, the Hogs, will be at the Cold Spring Springers at 7:30 on Friday night. St. Joe, they'll be at Sartell taking on the Stone Ponies Friday night. The Wilmer Rails at Sacred Heart. We have New Munich, and they'll be at El Rosa on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And, hey, That is our next Chasm game of the week. New Munich at El Rosa, Friday night at 8. And Richmond will be at St. Martin, Friday night at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, Cold Spring Rockies at Pearl Lake at 1 o'clock. On Saturday, Watkins, they'll be at Luxembourg at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Farming will be at Richmond at 1:30 Saturday. Freeport at Aiken at 1:30 on Saturday. Other Saturday ball games, Foley will be at Regal. There's a tournament going on in Regal next weekend, so Foley at Regal. New Munich, they'll be at Regal in that tournament. Sauk Center at Urbank Parker's Prairie. On Sunday, Clear Lake at St. Wendell at noon. On Sunday, Becker at Ortonville at 1 o'clock. Cokato at Dasso-Cokato, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Long Prairie at Sauk Center at 1 o'clock next Sunday. Maple Lake at Kimball at 1 o'clock. Next Sunday, we have Rockford at Howard Lake, 1 o'clock next Sunday. Atwater at Norway Lake Sunberg at 1:30. Avon will be at Foley. Next Sunday, Farming at Greenwald, Fort Ripley at Buckman. These are all 1:30 starts. Lake Henry at Roscoe at 1:30. Nisswa will be at the Piers Lakers at 1:30. Painesville will be at New London Spicer at 1:30. The Piers Brewers at Royalton. That's a 1:30 start next week. The Piers Bulldogs at Freeport at 1:30. Randall will be at Flensburg at 1:30. Sartell Muskies at St. Joe at 1:30. Spring Hill at Meyer Grove, 1:30 next week, Sunday. St. Matthias at Opole at 1:30. St. Stephen at Sobieski, that's a 1:30 start. Wilmer, the Rails at Starbuck at 1:30. And it goes on here with other ball games coming up next week. That looks like it's about it here. And so, again, the Dick Foot Show, you hear it every Sunday night, 7 o'clock here on KASM. We recap a lot of our ball games that have taken place throughout the week. If you want to hear a rebroadcast, Kirby Hemish will upload this program sometime tomorrow, so it'll be available at mychasm.com. Just go to the sports tab across the top of our webpage, mychasm.com, and click the sports tab. You'll see a drop-down box with Dick Foot Show archives there. I want to thank Joyce for producing our Dick Foot Show tonight here at KASM Radio. This is Randy Rothstein. Again, my game of the week next week in El Rosa, New Munich at El Rosa. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Foot Show.